I think it's been a difficult summer for police, given what happened with the chokehold death in New York City, and now this here in Ferguson. There is, in the black community, there's been a longstanding, I guess, divide between those who support the police and who see police kind of as an agent of the state and a malevolent agent at that. A Gallup poll that came out this week, for instance, looked at attitudes among white and black Americans towards the police. And what the poll found is that 59% of whites have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in police, but only 37% of blacks do. And so what that points out is that in black communities across America, police aren't necessarily greeted with open arms or trusted by blacks. So mm-hmm. when something like this happens, all this does is amplify the distrust of the police department.
And in Ferguson, I guess they've tried to take some steps to diffuse things a little bit. They've brought in Captain Johnson from the State Highway Patrol to try and, you know, lead the law enforcement there and be more of a presence that people trust, I guess. Do you think that's working from what you're seeing in Ferguson?
Probably to some degree, but I think that the situation got out of hand so quickly that it's going to be harder to tamp it down, even when they're putting someone who's more representative of the community out there to try to quell things.
Mm-hmm. And just coming back to, you know, what happened, what transpired in Sanford, as I was saying, we had some really big protests, thousands of people in the streets, very peaceful kind of family atmosphere for the most part, aside from the fact that the situation, the circumstances of each case are obviously very different, and one involved an officer involved shooting the other one, a civilian shooting an unarmed teenager there. What other factors do you think might be behind the fact that, you know, the things seem to spark out of control in Ferguson on so many nights?
Well, I think probably the primary difference in Sanford was that there was strong leadership in place that was very proactive in trying to keep a lid on a situation that could have quickly boiled over, from the mayor to the clergy in the town, who kind of put together a bipartisan, if you would, united front. Black and white clergy got together. They held joint services, and they called together joint town halls to talk these issues out. So I think when you have strong leadership in place that brings a reasonableness to a situation like this, it helps to keep people level-headed, and I think that's the chief difference here, that Sanford should be proud that they had leadership that realized that if we don't do something immediately, that we could have what has happened in Ferguson in our hands.
Mm-hmm. What about the way this has been covered in the news media? There's been, you know, numerous arrests. Dozens of people have been arrested, from folks who are out there demonstrating through to journalists. And I'm wondering if you think, Darrell, what the role of journalism has been, or the role of those frontline journalists in covering the situation in Ferguson, and how maybe that's been different from the way the situation was covered down here in Sanford 2 years ago.
Well, I think that there's been kind of a confluence of citizen and journalism here in Ferguson, that because of the violence that has taken place, because of the fact that there's been kind of a militarization of policing in Ferguson, that you know, some reporters are allowing their human nature to take over and letting their opinions permeate their reporting. Here in Sanford, because the situation was more peaceful and civil, they were able to report more objectively here in Sanford. So I think that's what's happening here in Ferguson, that the reporters are in many situations becoming part of the story, and that's mm-hmm. not what our job as journalists is.